Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello and happy Christmas Eve to all my beautiful community and people that I love so much. I am coming to you today from my office in my home after a week-long bout of COVID, which has opened up, as all things do, if we take time and not go into reaction, opened up all kinds of information. I don't know how aware you all are of, there's absolutely a big opening into another expansion of information here. That we're dealing with in the community. And so I was working with someone, a friend of mine, yesterday on because she and two other friends of mine have been experienced just illness after illness after illness. And came down again to, I can never be God. So we finished with her and I said, well, I want to do some work for me now. So when I say I know that I am the creator of my own health and wellness, I get a yes. And then the channel said, accept, and took me to the life subjects list. And the subject they took me to was obligation. Well, didn't need much more than that information to put that together. I had just said to Lanny, like 3 days ago, when my sister-in-law had to cancel because we had COVID, all of Gabrielle's family is down with it. And I burst into tears. And I said, it's not fair. I spend all year taking care of other people. And Christmas is supposed to be my time. So, you see, if you listen to your own words, you kind of get the answers. So, the highest words that I ended up with is the duty of obligation to others. Now, we know there's a core belief in there that says I have to give up me to take care of others. It's not the same thing as holding a duty of obligation. So when we hold a duty of obligation, that takes away our choice because we are obligated. Now, it's a true statement that I do not feel obligated to be here today. I am here today because of choosing to be here. So that also is different than the duty of obligation. So I want you all to join with me right now in directing that our intention in 2024 in this community is to bring in the highest information, knowledge, and understanding regarding living in a state of health and wellness. If you listen to the calls, three-fourths of the calls that come in are about some health issue. So, lovingly, you're calling me to get the channel's advice instead of asking yourself first, which is an example of not knowing that you are the creator of your health and wellness. So I am holding the intention of really focusing and getting absolutely every piece of information we need to continually live and create the state of health and wellness in our body, minds, souls, brains. That is my clear direction for 2024. As soon as I said that, I want you to know that the channel said there's huge breakthroughs happening in health and wellness this year. And we have been a part of bringing that in. The more you love yourself, the more health and wellness you create within you. So let's make a New Year's resolution to love ourselves more. Not that we have to have a duty of obligation to others to feel good about ourselves. When that came in so clear yesterday, I absolutely know that I got this from my mom. I always admired how she was always there for everybody. Everybody. And I am clear that this year I need to create more of a balance for me if I love myself. Okay, is there any other information? Because some of that just came in literally right before the call. All right, we're going to go to the callers, and we're going to start with Brian in New Jersey. Hi, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you, sweetheart? Good to hear from
good.
You.
Good. You too, you too. So it's kind of funny. You were in good company this past week. I, too, was home with COVID. Funny how that happened.
Isn't it fun, Brian? Isn't it fun?
Oh. Well, I got a lot of rest, which is nice.
Yeah, you don't have any choice, you know.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So the other thing I wanted to say, the week before, you know, a certain date came and went, and all day long I'm like, it's somebody's birthday. Whose is it? I totally forgot. So happy belated.
Thank you, darling.
So, but what I want to talk about today. I have a friend who's dealing with a handful of different issues, one of which she's about to lose her home and she's very scared. She doesn't have any money. She's afraid she's going to live in her car. I've tried to teach her this work, and she's not open to it. So I've tried speaking to
her
energy, as you've suggested. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know, is there anything more in particular I should say to her energy that might be of help?
Well, now that's interesting. I would think there's always something, but it goes right to know. Does her energy even want to hear it? Yeah, her energy does. But there's a huge victim. She just wants to hold on to this victimness. Do you know what that's about, Brian?
Yeah, I do. It's, I guess comes from a history of playing the victim part, you know, from her upbringing, you know, issues with her parents and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. And see, health and wellness is, of course, as we know, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. So playing the victim is not going to create the state of health and wellness for anybody.
Nope.
Just by the definition of the word victim. Okay. Wow. When I say there's anything that you can do for her, say to her energy. See, I don't want to accept this. I get a no on all that. So it's a true statement that there's absolutely nothing else Brian can do but love her.
Mm.
Just love her. Look, guys, if you and I have a friend who has known for years and years and years and years they need to get a job, and they don't. So you don't go for years digging a hole and then go, why can't I be saved? Because as we know, we're the God of us, and God helps him who helps himself.
Mm.
So the best thing we can do, and you can do, Brian, is to go, okay, today, every morning, today, what can I do for me? What can I do for me that will create more of a balance of responsibility in the world? Now, that kind of ties in with this duty of obligation thing again. So what can we do to honor and bless and take care of ourselves, which will help bring about the balance in mankind and in health and wellness all the way across the board? That's your highest answer, Brian. I'm sitting here a little stunned. But, you know, they're giving me that phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And don't throw your pearls before swine. Because pearls don't know and don't give a shit, you know, if they're 100 grade pearls or not. They'll just chew them up and spit them out. So also they're saying, Brian, start saying and directing that you are attracting to you people who celebrate and love themselves and want to expand in into their self-realization.
Hmm.
Because that will help her.
Okay.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Is there anything else? That's it, babe. That's a lot. That,
yeah.
For me, that was a lot of understanding there. Okay? I know not
all
what
right.
you wanted to hear, but
well,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and you need to take care of you.
Indeed.
Okay? All right, sweetheart.
All right,
happy
so
holidays. You bet.
You
okay, Miss Ilka in Florida. Thank you for my beautiful oil that you sent me, Ilka, and your lovely card. So appreciated it. I can hear you. Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
I have trouble with phone, so I dialed to my cell phone. Thank you so much for helping that beautiful community here. We appreciate you so much. Even if you don't feel good, you come for us, and we appreciate it. And we all wish you to feel better.
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. Thank you, sweetheart. And you heard me thank you for your beautiful oil you sent me, huh?
Yeah, I really wanted you to be in the Christmas spirit oil, yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Thank you. My question is, you remember I was talking how I went through that huge breakthrough since May 1st this year, and I was kind of allergic to my creation, physically, emotionally, the fears and everything. So now, do you feel I am working emotionally and everything? I feel so much better, but I'm using some stuff antihistamine kind of natural things too for the physical thing. Am I on the right track the way I'm doing everything? Anything I'm missing that you
okay
my...
okay, so I want you to drop into your heart and ask yourself the question you just asked me, and I want to know what your answer is.
I feel everything is going in the right track. I just still have some of that kind of physical issue, that stuff on my throat. I was just making sure that
yes,
slowly.
I get that you are absolutely doing the right things, going in the right direction. Ilka, have you looked at allergies?
I have been taking this, they're like a natural lymphatic from cell core, they're like a natural stuff for that physical part of that allergy and that. And I do emotional healing, all the things that you recommend all together.
Okay, well, I want you to try something, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's like phlegm in your throat, like post-nasal drip.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's just still kind of...
Okay. Okay, so, Ilka, are you willing to try something over-the-counter or not?
Over-the-counter? Oh, you mean like drugs?
Yeah, like a medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm open to stuff, yeah.
Okay, I want you to go talk to your pharmacist and ask what they recommend. Describe exactly what you're experiencing.
Okay.
That you think it's allergies. And what would they recommend? I just want to see if that can help you. If that can help you, then we know we're on the right track, right?
Okay, I appreciate that. And can I ask you a quick question about baby Ava?
About
do you think her bone is healing okay? The little baby that broke her bone, is she kind of healing okay? Everything okay with her?
That's the highest question, and the answer is yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ilka.
I love you.
Happy. I love you too, honey. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye. All righty, we are going to Adele in Connecticut.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, baby cakes. How are you?
Good, good. Happy belated birthday. And also,
thank you,
Merry
ma'am.
Christmas. I hope you have the greatest, too.
Well, we're going to have the greatest possible, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all
indeed.
About.
Indeed.
So I have a question that I'm just kind of toying with because kind of what you hear out there and so forth.
All right, go ahead. What's your question?
So my question is, I want to be of the highest service to God, okay? And so I had two businesses that I love doing, and I didn't know whether to kind of go back to those or not. And I don't know that I really want to do a business. You know, I had businesses. And so my question is, I'm perplexed by, you know, they say, okay, you always need to be, you know, of course, using your gifts and talents and service. But does it really need to be in business form, or can just be like every day? Like, you know, I'm like.
Okay, I got it. I got it, Adele. Yeah. So, yes, it can absolutely. Look, guys, the rule is if it makes you happy, do it. Obviously, okay. The business, doing this as a business, doesn't make you happy anymore. Find a way, ask yourself, how can I be in service and how can I give while making me happy?
Okay.
See, that's, again, a little part of this duty of obligation I was talking about. If we're not happy doing it, if we think, well, we ought to do it, and I love myself more when I'm doing it, and I love myself more when I'm giving, stop and say, okay, how can I give to myself first? It's not something that comes naturally to us because we have not been taught to do that.
Yeah, and I think I'm really getting these questions because I'm really, you know, I'm really nurturing myself more. And I, you know, I feel that my relationship with God and myself is, you know, it's just getting better and better. And it makes me feel so good. But I don't want to really start a business. I don't want to put all that time into it. I just want to see people and, you know.
You see, you knew the answer before you asked me.
I did, but basically it's because it's like that inundated of like, okay, you know, you need to use all your skills and you need to do all of that, but I don't want to go into a business again.
Okay, Adele, who taught you that? Who taught you what you just spoke?
I think it's just all of the you know, the emails that I get and all of that, you listen to the master classes and all of that.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Well, not my master classes.
Oh, no.
My master classes say you've got to love yourself first and serve yourself first. Otherwise, you come down with COVID like I did.
I knew that way back when I got, you know, to the, you know, the greatest gift were the two autoimmunes because they really showed me how to really take care of myself so much better. And, you know, I don't have
good.
Them. So basically it is. It's, and that's really what I really want to go out there doing because loving yourself and in my practice, that's where I saw the hugest transformations in people nurturing themselves.
You bet. You bet.
And I
see it every single day.
And I really
you have your answer. Follow your bliss. Follow your heart.
Okay.
The more you love yourself, the more health and wellness you create in your life.
Definitely.
In every way. Okay.
So I don't have to go out and I don't have to like, because my thing is trying to find out how do I go out and do that. But I don't want to like really have a business in a sense. Kind of. So I'll figure that out. I don't want to figure it out. I'll just let that.
Well, start by saying, this is exactly what I want, and I absolutely know how to create this.
Ah, perfect. This is exactly
and
what
then
I want.
Your brain, then your brain can find it for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so
all right.
much.
Well, you okay. bet, baby cakes. And Ms. Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Hello, my darling.
Hello, sweet thing. Happy, happy holidays.
And happy, happy to you, too. I'm
Thank
putting
you.
My arms around you and healing you right now because I know this is your favorite time of the year. And
yeah, it sure is. Well, yesterday was the first negative test that came back, so I'm well on the mend. I'm just, it's, you know, it's interesting that basically the message was stop taking care of everybody else and take care of you. And you don't have a choice with COVID.
No,
I was in
don't.
Bed for 2 days. All I wanted to do was sleep. Now, I don't know why they're picking you, Mary, but they are.
Why not?
Why not? There you go. The channel wants to remind us that the energetic cause of COVID is the belief that we do not have a choice. Does everybody remember that big webinar that we did? Yeah, when COVID first started coming in. I do not have a choice. And so if I'm under the duty of obligation, even though it seems like it's my choice, it's really being propelled by a duty.
Mm-hmm.
And inherent in the name duty is not choice. A duty is something you have to fulfill.
Yeah, you feel like you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want everybody, look, if this hit me, I'm using it to bring in the highest information and understanding. And I get that this is it. So we've been hearing this for a long time, guys. I want you to start really looking in your life. Am I choosing this? Am I serving myself first? And remember, when we serve ourselves through divine love, we cannot misuse. It cannot be in an egotistical, selfish way. Okay?
Absolutely.
Did you have another question, Mary?
No, honey. I just wanted to say, hey, I love you. I am exactly doing what you are saying about I am choosing for me, and I am.
That's
headed.
A true statement.
Yeah.
And they want to acknowledge that this is the first Christmas without your significant beloved other.
Yes.
And to realize how much more you can do for you now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that there are blessings and sadness in all things, and they just are encouraging you. Well, now, see, is it him? Roger's coming through.
Yes.
And oh, God, this makes me want to cry, Mary. It's like his Christmas gift to you. He said, honey, I just knew I was taking up too much of you. And I love you for it. And I love you for all the years that you gave to me. And now it's your turn. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, That's what I've been getting from him. This is amazing.
Yeah.
He would tell everyone. It's beautiful.
Well, it's a beautiful message for
you.
It's a beautiful message to share with everyone who's lost anybody this year.
For sure.
And for pets, too. The channel is urging me to bring in that information that a lot of times a pet will leave because their job is done and your dependency on them is done.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
I understand that too.
Yeah, I really understand that one.
I think every pet I've lost
is as special as all the ones that went before. So
I know. As soon as you get a new one, you think they're just as special as the one you thought you never could have
another
that special.
Yeah, I've got a picture of Savannah up in front of me in my office. Yeah, you remember Savannah, I know.
Oh, I sure do.
And but you know, Freedom, she's my girl.
Yep.
She's my girl.
Yep.
All right, Miss Mary. Wow, so glad you called in and brought that in for everybody, honey.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. And thank you all for everything.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and we love you, sweetheart. Have a great Christmas. Oh, I am. I got this message loud and clear. Miss Maggie in Florida, you be on.
Hi, Dee. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, darling. What's up?
I wanted to ask the channel what I need to get into alignment to be able to commit to only working with you in private sessions.
The first thing that came in, Maggie, was get over the fear.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of working with me? I'm such a nice broad.
I know. It's definitely not about you. It's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you not realize that the truth sets you free, sweetheart?
Mm. Yeah, I do.
When you really get the information about how to free yourself, your life changes in really magnificent ways.
Okay.
So I promise you, I won't bring out my Baptist preacher.
Sometimes I need that.
Yeah, sometimes we all do. It's all, you guys all know it's done from love. So, okay. Yeah, I don't get anything else, Maggie. It's just like I have a friend, and I'm sure she's listening, who has not chosen to find a doctor because she's afraid of what she'll find out.
Right.
Instead of choosing the perspective of freedom in allowing herself to heal and feel vital again.
Got it.
It's kind of the same. You get it, right?
I do.
Yeah. All right, baby cakes. I'll look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Happy holidays. All right, Miss Katie in Georgia, you're on. Uh-oh, where'd she go? Well, she went away. I don't know what happened. All right, Carmen in Puerto Rico, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, sweet thing. What's your question?
I want to know, is the tiny, tiny changes that I am seeing in my life are proof that I am getting in alignment with my intentions.
That's not the right question, Carmen. The proof, the fact that you are consciously stating your intentions and what you want is the proof that you are in alignment. And then the proof in your life comes. Do you understand, sweetheart? The very fact that you are claiming your own power and consciously stating and directing your intentions is the first sign of self-love and the alignment that you want to be in to bring them into physical manifestation. And you're starting to see that, yes.
Okay.
That's your answer. So, yes, it's all positive, indeed, because you've been working on this for a while, Carmen. And like many of us, you wanted to hold on to your story and continue to blame other people or use other people for why, quote, you could not do something. Now those people are gone. You don't have that to rely on anymore, which is another example of the freedom that people give you when they leave. Did you follow all that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good for you. Good, good, good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All right, honey. Good for you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay, Joanne in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
The first thing I thought of was I'm gonna be able to talk to the spirit of Christmas on Christmas Eve, and what a delightful treat that is. So I have total confidence. Yeah, and there you are calling me. I'm just telling you that this stuff really works. That you've been teaching,
honey,
I
know it works, and you have to do it for it to work. To know it, to talk about it, to wonder about it, to study about it. You've got to live it, guys. Make a strong intention that you will absolutely live and put into practice what we talk about here. You will see your life change. My CPA called me yesterday and he said, Dee, I'm doing all your taxes and everything. Do you know that you made more money than you did last year? I don't know how you're doing this. Well, a lot of the reason is because I love everything I do. But also in there is this duty of obligation. So I'm going to be very aware this year about, am I choosing to do this because it fills me up? Because it increases my energy and my love? Or am I doing this because, oh gosh, I really need to do this? And that includes for this community also. Well, hold on. They're stopping me here. This includes... No, they said it doesn't include this community because everything you do in this community rocks your boat and feeds you. And that's true. The more I break through, like we did today on this call, we've had so much new information and understanding. It rocks my boat. It gives me energy to be with you. So,
Johanna, I know.
I'm looking at your name, Johanna. I was looking for the words. I feel very blessed to be called the Spirit of Christmas. And part of me is going, oh, that's too much. That's too much. And the other part of me is going, get over yourself. You know,
to embody what we all want to feel at Christmas.
God bless you.
And you just express it so beautifully. And now I'm going to try. I feel so blessed to buy you all the time, but to talk with you on Christmas Eve is like, it's my Christmas. That's my Christmas. That's the universe's gift to me.
And it came right back to me. It came right back to me. Here come the tears. There's actually a message. I don't know where we're going with this one. A message from the Spirit of Christmas. Okay, sheets, book. Give me a song, Johanna. Any song that pops in.
You Belong to Me. So I don't even know that song, but that's what, probably from the 50s or something.
So the message from the Spirit of Christmas is, sing that to yourself. I belong to me. I belong to my creation. I belong to my love. I belong to my health and wellness. I belong literally to the Spirit of Christmas. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, my heart just gets that. So beautiful. Ah, thank you for bringing that in, sweetheart. So much love to you, Johanna.
Thank you, you too, Dee.
All righty. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Happy belated birthday and happy Christmas.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
So many little pieces. I felt like I was the third piece that we needed to bring in with you and Brian. Now I don't know. So I have well gotten and just grown exponentially over the last couple of years that I am God, I create, I'm just so loving and powerful. And
that's a true statement. I want you to know that's a true statement.
Oh,
okay, go on.
Thank y'all. thanks for a Christmas gift, y'all. So here's what's interesting to me, because I know that my money, happy money, is created from me and flows in. And
no,
that
you don't know. Hold on. No.
Okay. Yeah. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's still a part of you that goes, money comes from the outside.
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
I'm talking to all of us here, guys. If you don't hear anything else this year, hear this. The creation of everything in your life starts within you with your light first. I want everybody to repeat this. I am. The life. The light, the truth, and the way. I am. I am absolutely this year going to create a whole teaching around the I am discourses. You know, someone back when I was teaching at Spirit Works wrote out, went through the Bible and wrote out all of the I am teachings, which is in the very beginning what this was based on. All my teachings was based on the I am principle. Whatever you say after I am, you direct your energy to create. I want you to know and say to yourself and direct for yourself, I am the light that creates everything in my life. When I say, Cheryl, you love money, it goes to no. And the channel, you know, says, whatever you want, love it more.
Yes. Yes. So, given all that, what keeps then and now feeling most true and highest for me is that given that my career ended for beautiful metaphysical reasons perfectly, that my passion now is bringing in the love of my life. He already has piles of money. We play, we grow together, and we do all kinds of philanthropic good stuff.
Okay, and there's a difference between bringing in someone who is financially stable and bringing in someone because he's financially stable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's where you're falling
out. Get a job. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guy will come because you're not depending on him. Because if you're depending on him, how do you ever learn that you're the creator of you?
I thought I learned it already independently, and that would allow him in, and we just worked together. And I was still creating money with him.
Okay, you need to be clear about that. That's great. But according to what I heard and heard from the channel, you're depending on finding a man so that he has money so that you don't have to worry about money.
The nuance is that I don't know how to create money, but he already does, I think.
Well, okay, so you've got to change that. You know that.
Yeah. So that's what I was calling about is you made the phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I'm like, okay, lead me to water because I'm not seeing a passion.
No,
other than that.
I can't
that
lead you to
passion.
Water. You lead yourself to water. I am the light. Say it.
I am the light. I am the light.
Yes. You are the light of money. You are
the
light of the information that you need. You are the light of the creation of everything, guys. What do you think? You know what they're showing me right now? They're showing me the sacred light over Christ in the manger.
Ooh.
That light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they saying, I'm that light or use that light?
No, guys, you are the light. I am the light. I am the way, the truth, the life, and the light.
I think the disconnect is I don't believe a 9-to-5 job, which is what at this point I need to get, because I'm at the end of my money, even though I keep thinking, well, any second, you know, they'll just pop in and we'll do philanthropy. But I don't believe that's how that's
happy money. I don't believe that's significant enough money to bring freedom. You know, the paradigm is changing.
Cheryl?
So, like, you've got...
Cheryl?
Yeah.
You're
Sweet
free right now, in this
yes.
minute.
Yes.
You are free.
Yes.
Go to
of
Gaza,
course.
And you'll see how free you are.
Totally get it.
But you're waiting for money to give you that experience. Find the experience of freedom within you. Go
mm-hmm.
to your love place. That's what money feels like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, baby case. This
okay,
was really valuable
you.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like we just got schooled on how to usher in the new year. Seriously. Wow. Okay, guys. How much do I love you? Let me count the ways. I am so... filled with love and respect and honor for you all, and so incredibly happy that you are a part of my life and this community and the creation of the world. Let's say it together, loud and proud. Come on, bring in the new year with it. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.